With the help of Alice Miller and her book, For Your Own Good, Hidden Cruelty in Child Rearing and the Roots of Violence, we have been bringing into the light from the place of intentional suppression, condemned by the few, where it had been lost to us. We have been bringing to light the true root by which excellence, the quality of being outstanding or extremely good, for all of us on the planet, blossoms, arguing that we've been misled and lied to about how we become fecund, and that it is fecund that we want to be for ourselves and for each one of us globally. So many lies we have to wade through when we arrive about how we grow and pass on what we know for the sake of those who follow. All our ties, all our relations we find severed from us once we engage with the system. And it can take a lifetime to figure out why. Figure out that our relations have to be restored for happiness to happen. And that happiness is what we deserve and what our bodies know on the other side. And realize that it is our responsibility to ensure that as each baby arrives, they find a world fit for free humans. That they find a society made to meet their expectations. Only a free, global human society based on true equality between us can produce happiness. And only happiness as our general human condition globally can generate excellence. As it blooms not by competition, and I'm capitalizing abstract principles, but by the excitement of love. Our interest in the world is rooted in our interest in pleasure. We love to please each other, to help each other, see each other do well. It pleases us, makes us smile, grow warm, sigh, thinking how subtly interwoven are our lives, our ties, across place and ways and time. Prince taught me this.